Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to our worship. We ask that you please fill out the fellowship folders, which are at the aisle. Pass them along to your neighbors. If you have not already done so in the past, include an email if you have one. We would love to send you things by way of email. The church has weekly bulletins which will keep you up to speed on what's going on, and special announcements now and then. Anyway, if you would do that, it's appreciated. A couple of announcements about the calendar. Important month, of course, for Christians everywhere, and we are going to be busy. We invite you to join us, in particular, the weeks starting with December 11th, some important things will happen. On the 11th, we will do only one service at 10:30 because we have the special children's musical on that day, and we don't want anyone to miss it. On the 18th, we will have Music Sunday, which is lots of special music by Roxanne Ziegler, Mitzi Collins, and friends, and the scripture readings that accompany the music will make a regular sermon not part of that day. So lots of good music on the 18th, also only at 10:30. We will have, of course, the special Christmas Eve services, one early in the evening and one late in the evening with the special candlelight. The one in the evening in particular, late, is not a service that's being held anywhere else in town. So if you like that late night glow of candles and the special atmosphere, bring your friends. We've been known to welcome folks that aren't regular parts of our congregation. We'd love to have you here for the 11 o'clock service. Because of the calendar and how it's working this year, Sunday is Christmas Day. So once again, show up at 10:30 and we will have a worship service. And we'll do the same thing the next week on January 1st. Those things will be printed in bulletins and in the weekly release on the internet. If you need to remind yourself, you'd be able to do so. Do we have other announcements? Steve Stevenson.
On behalf of Staff Parish as well as the congregation, we need to thank Hector for being here. He certainly has enriched our lives the last 3 weeks, and we appreciate your being here with your ministry.
I would like to say that I'm very happy that I came here. It's really been an experience to me. I never thought that I was going to be doing this and doing it here either, you know. Myself, my family, we really enjoyed this time together, praising and sharing our experiences with you. It's been really a pleasure to meet you, and we thank you for your hospitality. Thanks.
Very much. Thank you to Hector for his service these past 3 weeks. It's been a great experience for us. Let's proceed with our time of centering. Give us a minute. The bells are coming forward.
Thank you.
Let us go to the call to worship. The days will come when the people will stop saying, "For the Lord I live, who brought Israel from out of Egypt."
And they will turn their attention from our God, to what God is doing.
The day will come when the people will cease to say, "For the Lord I live, who brought the church out of bondage."
And they will turn their attention from our God, to what God is doing.
The Lord is present here and now.
Let us rise to receive.
And we'll be accompanying you with the bells and organ.
Scripture reading this morning is taken from Daniel 7, verses 9 through 14. Thrones were set up while I was watching, and the eternal God took his place. His clothing and his hair were white as snow. His throne was a blazing fire with fiery wheels, and flames were dashing out from around him. Countless thousands were standing there to serve him. The time of judgment began, and the books were opened. I watched closely to see what would happen to this smaller horn because of the arrogant things it was saying. Then before my very eyes, the fourth beast was killed and its body destroyed by fire. The other three beasts had their authority taken from them, but they were allowed to live a while longer. As I continued to watch the vision that night, I saw what looked like a Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven, and he was presented to the eternal God. He was crowned king and given power and glory so that all people in every nation and race would serve him. He will rule forever and his kingdom eternal, never to be destroyed. And from John 18, verses 33 through 37, Pilate then went back inside. He called Jesus over and asked, "Are you the King of Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you asking this on your own, or did someone tell you about me?" "You know I am not a Jew," Pilate said. "Your own people and the chief priests brought you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom doesn't belong to this world. If it did, my followers would have fought to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. No, my kingdom doesn't belong to this world." "So you are a king?" Pilate replied. "You are saying that I am king," Jesus told him. "I was born into this world to tell about the truth, and as everyone who belongs to the truth knows my voice." This is God's word. Praise be to God.
Will the children come forward, please?
Good morning, everybody. Come on up. Can you sit right down on the floor right here in front of me? Then I can see you. Well, it's nice to see all of you this morning here at church. This week, we have something special coming up. What's happening on Thursday this week? Thanksgiving, right. Why do we have Thanksgiving?
What he gave you.
Exactly. We're taking the time to stop for a day and really give thanks for all the things that God has given us in our lives. What are some things that we might give thanks for? We're always thankful for our families. What else are you thankful for? That we have food to eat, for sure. You know, there's a lot of people all around our world who do not have food to eat every day like we do. So we have to be really grateful that we do. Anything else? Do you have any toys at home? Are you glad you have some toys to play with? Yes. Are you glad you have grandma and grandpa to help take care of you sometimes? And mommy and daddy? Yes, our families are amazing, aren't they? Anything else you want to give thanks for? Well, you know, we can also be thankful for our church and for God, for having God and Jesus in our lives. So I wanted you to think about this on Thanksgiving time. So I found a little something that you can take home and put on your table. Can anybody read what that says? Go ahead and I'll read it together. Give thanks with a grateful heart. And this is a really good thing for us to remember all days of our lives, not just on Thanksgiving, but we can remember every day to get up and say, "Thank you, God, for all the blessings that I have." So give thanks with a grateful heart. Maybe you could use that in a little Thanksgiving Day prayer, or you could help set your table with these and remember that this is a special day that we give thanks, but every day is a good day to give thanks. All right, let's have a prayer together before we end today. Dear Lord, help us to remember every day to give thanks with a grateful heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning we continue our theme of Thanksgiving with our anthem, Glory and Praise.
Thank you.
Today, the church celebrates the Sunday of Christ the King. This is the last Sunday of our Christian year, and it offers us the opportunity to recognize Christ the King of our life and to see our King in all his glory. In Daniel's vision, in chapter 7, verses 9 through 14, God's people find themselves in a terrible oppression and suffering, and it appears that it was never going to end. In this vision, God shows his people that he is the ancient, remains supreme, his domain is eternal, and his communion with his kingdom will never be destroyed, and that the suffering of the people will come soon to an end. God has always wanted to take care of his people, and it has been the desire of the Lord to be the king of his people. This is why we have to be careful. In the book of Samuel, first book of Daniel, chapter 8, it gives us an example that all of us can make big mistakes at any time, like I just did. This is why we have to be careful not to be led by our feelings and make decisions based on impulses and emotions. Let us not follow the things of this society, nor to try to imitate the people around us. That was the problem with the people of God in Samuel's time. They were not satisfied with God being their king. They wanted to be like the other nations. The people of God are different people. We are different people. In 1 Peter chapter 9, verses 9 says, "But you are the chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, and that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light." The people of that time, like many of us today, having problems, the presence and the blessing of God, when they see difficulties and problems, they forgot about God and his promises and choose to move away and imitate the world. Jesus says in Luke 9:62, "No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Solutions to our problems are found in God. And that is because the kingdom of God does not consist of in words, but in power. Those words should be and bring us hope, peace, relief to those who have been born again and have accepted Christ as their king, since they are the only ones who can see the kingdom of God. This word of encouragement encourages us to face the future without fear, to preach the gospel of God at all the time and places, and to place our trust and our life in the hands of the one who is the king and who controls the past, the present, and the future. In the reading of John today, teaches us that when Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" the answer of Jesus was very clear. "My kingdom is not of this world. In this kingdom, not everyone can get in." In Matthew 6:33, Jesus says that we must first seek the kingdom of God. We need to embrace it, because Jesus in Matthew 21:43 says, "The kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it." Keep in mind that this place is not the kingdom of God. We who accepted Christ as our king, we hope for a better world to come together with the king. It is not easy to follow Christ the King. This coming season, let us refocus what must be the most important thing in our life: who God is and his kingdom. A proclamation this morning must be that he is whom we recognize as our ultimate authority, Supreme King. His government is the one we recognize above all others. This time, I know we are talking about what's going on around us, what happened with the election, this and that. There is so many uncertain. We are worried about a lot of things. But let me tell you something this morning. God will always took care of his people. And God will take care of us like he took care of his people in the past. Trust me. God is in control. God is the one who moves things around for us. And if things are happening, it is because God let it happen for a reason. Maybe I don't understand it. Maybe you don't understand. But God does understand. And God is going to bring us everything that we need. Believe me. We see a lot of things that we don't understand. But understand me, that God is in control of everything that is happening now and in the future. And who knows? This may be the best thing for the church, what is happening now. Because it is a time that people embrace God, that people look for God for what's coming to them. Stay firm in the Lord. Let's seek the kingdom of God. And you will see the blessing of God all over us. This is the word of the Lord, for the people of the Lord. I finish here, I will keep you in my prayers. I will ask my church to pray for you, and I ask the same from you. Like I said, it's been a nice experience, and I'm taking all of you in my heart, believe me. As we go out, that's the church of God. People embracing each other, people having that love and knowing each other in the name of Jesus. Amen. As we go forward this week, go out to this world, go forward, and be the people that God asks you to be, the people that God is trusting to do ministry for the Lord. Be the people that God wants to be in the way that God decides that you should be. Go in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the people that God says,
amen.
This has been Christ the King with Pastor Hector Rivera from November 20th, 2016. Christ has established a kingdom of God for us. Seek this kingdom and you will receive the blessings of God. God always takes care of his people. We may not always understand his workings, but he will bring us everything that we need.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.